we would like you to picture yourself in a surrounding a little bit different than where you are right this moment. And as you do, we'd like you to think about the fact that you may be sitting in a small, urban, rural, Jewish fishing village. That you're perched overlooking the plain of Megiddo, better known as the Armageddon Valley. Nazareth is the home of Joseph the carpenter. And he's engaged to a young teenager named Mary. The story that you'll enter into begins about a mile north of town in a vineyard of a prosperous farmer and a close friend of Joseph's father Jacob. There's a full moon shining. It's shining down on a quiet autumn night. Think with us now and join with us as we listen to a conversation that Joseph is having.
Oh God, why me? Why Mary? Why my parents? Oh dear Jacob, Tima? And then Mary's father, Jokichim. Oh, what bitterness is in his heart, but God, what? Oh, isn't it enough that the Roman government has put us under its heel? Taxation, and the soldiers, and my little town. And now this, the disgrace. All these beautiful vines, tender with grapes, the oleanders blossoming, your moon, my dear Mary down there in Jerusalem with Elizabeth. God, I know you gave to our father Abraham the promises and the covenant. You gave to Moses the law, and we have the prophets. And I know that there is the promise of a Messiah, but is it possible that my little Mary, my little virgin girl, is going to be the one? No. My little village. 120 little households, and the gossip that Mary has gone because of disgrace. Oh, I remember the wonderful times we used to take 3 or 4 hours of slow walk down there to the Lake of Tiberias. We get into a little boat and go fishing and talk about the future. That little house I'm building down there. Remember the first time I went with my daddy, Jacob, down to Caesarea. We took a little donkey that we borrowed. We got a load of beautiful timber that had come from Lebanon. And my daddy said, son, someday, when you find God's choice of a girl, this is some of the timber that you will have for that home. And these hands have been building it. And I can remember the night of our betrothal. We pledged for marriage, and I gave her that chest made out of cedar wood. And she gave me those handmade little slippers. My father gave to her father $500 as dowry. Seems like a dream. Oh, God. What happened? Right here in this very pavilion. That rock right over there, we sat and I wanted to kiss her. She's mine. And she withdrew herself and she said, Joseph, I got to tell you something. I said, what is it, sweetheart? And she said, I'm with child. And I'm sure I would have fallen right over backwards, except I was sure she was kidding me. It couldn't be true. And before I knew it, I said, whose? She looked down. She wouldn't even look me in the eye. And she said, Joseph, dear, I don't know. I'm not sure. You don't know? Joseph, would you trust me? Almighty God said that I would be with child. I would know no man. And that little child within your womb will be born of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost! What am I going to tell my father Jacob, mother Tima? What are you going to say to Joachim? Or to your mother Rachel? I can't say anything except what I've said to you. I've already told my mother, my father. He's so mad. Oh, I remember that night, the resentment that came within my heart. My little lamb has been defrauded. Some man took her. Who is the man, Mary? Joseph, believe me, there has been no man. I've been true to you. I'll always be true to you. Trust me. And I walked away. How do you trust the girl who has just told you that she's with child? And you know you're not the father. Oh. And that night all I could do was cry. And she cried. And then she told me that she was going to leave town. And I said, why leave town? She said, what can I do? And I thought to myself, there's three things that I could do. I could go down to the city gate. And I could announce to all 600, 700, 800 people who live in our little town, my wife is pregnant. She's going to have a child. She's not my wife. Never in the history of Nazareth has a girl been stoned because of that sin. Would my Mary be the first? Or I could go to the elders at the synagogue, the men that I revered, the men I had studied under, and I could ask for a bill of divorcement. And very quietly, I could put her away. I couldn't do that. There's only one choice left. I must marry her. She's my wife. And the months went by. And occasionally I'd hear from her. I'd hear from some friends who had been down to Jerusalem. And the gossip was running high that this young girl from up in Galilee was great with child. And she knows not her husband. And I took the shame and disgrace, but I kept building our little home. My father, Jacob, perhaps you didn't know that he was an alcoholic. He had wasted his life. He taught me the trade and then dissipated himself. And he was soon to die. And he could not handle this. His son marrying a woman of the street. One night I couldn't sleep, and I lay and tossed on my little cot in my parents' home, and suddenly my name, Joseph. Don't be afraid. That which has been given to Mary, your sweetheart, is of God. And Joseph, it's going to be a boy. And I want you to name him Jesus, because he is the Messiah that will save his people from their sins. The world will know him as Emmanuel, God with us, as the Hebrew nation. And I sat up in bed, and perspiration was coming down my brow, and I said, "Who are you? Who are you?" It's gone. He reminded me of the promises in our Holy Scriptures, and I realized it was an angel of God. And now tonight, my last night, to walk alone here in the vineyards, because tomorrow I go to Jerusalem to claim Mary as my wife. Legally, we settled that a year ago. But now, we will be one. And I will not know her until after she has given birth to this one Jesus. Oh God, before I walked that 70 miles down to the Jordan, down to Jericho, and up the steep hill to Jerusalem, I want to rededicate my life to the commitment to you as the faithful one. Oh, I remember how our King David said that thou art in the thrones of heaven and you do whatsoever you will. Why should I be surprised that you would use my Mary for the miracle of the Messiah? Tonight, my commitment as her husband is to you, O God, your purposes, your plan for us as a couple. God, help me as a man to raise that boy in the fear of God and a love for Jehovah. And may he cling tightly to the sacred scriptures that have been our forefathers. But, oh God, tonight I want to repledge my love to Mary. She knows of my doubts, my fears, and my frustrations, and my bitternesses. Oh, how oftentimes I've said, I hate God. I hate life. I hate people who talk, gossip, ridicule. But tonight, before I go down to see her, I want you to know I love her. I love her no matter what. And even though I can't comprehend or understand the miracle, I realize that marriage is a miracle. The fact that you gave her to me. Here she is, 17, and I'm going on 26. I don't deserve her. She's yours. You gave her to me. And tonight, in my love, I give her back to you. She is your servant girl. She is bearing the most precious gift that you've given to us as mankind. Perhaps, oh God, in a small way, as I leave and gather my little bag and trudge down toward the Jordan before daylight, I can say with King David, who knew you, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and all those that dwell therein. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who can stand in his holy place? Yes, he who has clean hands and a pure heart, and who hasn't lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing of the Lord in righteousness from the God of his salvation. Oh, my God, I want that blessing. I want that righteousness upon our lives, upon our family. This is the generation of them that seek thee, O God of Jacob. Selah. Enter into his gates. Enter into his gates. That's what I want to do. And the King of Glory will come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. The Lord Almighty. The God of my people. The God of my Mary. He is the King of Glory. Selah.
Amen. I look down at the little theme that is on our place cards tonight of 1 Peter 3:7b. It says, heirs together. Heirs together in the promises of God. And we've appreciated that, Marion. Let him know. Please. I think about our marriages and I think about how precious they are and how what a fragile society that we're in, and that how we can demonstrate by our love and by our care for one another what God's love is really like. As we conclude, let's just take a moment and let's just pray. And just let's take a moment together and pray. Maybe silently. And then after a few moments, I'll close. Father, we thank you for our spouses. We thank you for the times that you have given to us together before you on our faces. The times where that we've laughed and the times that we've wept. The times when we've agreed and the times that we've disagreed. And we've seen you draw us closer and closer together. Thank you for the love that grows when it's fostered by your love. And we pray for protection from all of the onslaughts that would come about us. And we pray that you would keep us close to yourself and thereby close to one another. And I think of Ecclesiastes. It says, I know that whatsoever God does endures forever. Nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken from it. But God has made it so, in order that men should fear before him. And Lord, tonight we just pray that passage for our marriages and those around us who testify to the love of Jesus Christ. And so we thank you for this evening. We thank you for the thoughts that our minds have focused on, and that in truth we are heirs, heirs together with you. And we thank you tonight, together, in Jesus' name. Amen.